It's time to interface at IYFWrestling.com. Here's Joey LaRocque.
So the question is, what happened at the brawl in Whitehall? Answer, a whole lot, and we're going to talk about it right here on the interface. Hi, everybody. Joey LaRocque joining you once again here at IYFWrestling.com. What a great night of wrestling action it was in Whitehall, New York. The first show that IYFW was presenting at the new Whitehall Athletic Club. The first of four events that will be taking place this summer. Tickets are available for those events here at IYFWrestling.com through the merchandise section. Let's talk about some of the major things that transpired at the brawl in Whitehall. First of all, we saw Blood Money come out in full force. The Millennium Millionaire Scott Scarsdale, the modern-day Marquis Guillaume Desaad, the real Robert L. Coleman, and the shake-weight master Michael Anthony. All four men came out, all of them had something to say, especially Michael Anthony. Unfortunately, Michael Anthony suffered a career-ending injury a few weeks ago, and he is no longer able to wrestle, but he definitely showed that he is fully behind Blood Money, wants to give them everything he has, is totally dedicated to helping them out. And Scott Scarsdale made no bones about stating that he appreciated Michael Anthony's enthusiasm, but Scarsdale had other plans, which included Michael Anthony being terminated, fired, 86th, kaput from Blood Money. If that wasn't humiliating enough to say that you've just dedicated yourself to this group and they're firing you, Millennium Millionaire Scott Scarsdale also commandeered the shake weight from Michael Anthony. Michael Anthony, of course, brought the shake weight down to the ring with him. It was something that really made him stand out, and now Scarsdale has confiscated it. He has claimed it as property of Blood Money, and Michael Anthony now has no job. He has no shake weight. That means he is no longer part of IYFW, but I do understand on good authority that he has been communicating with Minister of Wrestling Operations Max Burton, various members of the IYFW management, trying to lobby to get himself back involved in IYFW. You know Michael Anthony now has a lot to prove and a lot of revenge to extract from the Millennium Millionaire and Blood Money. Speaking of Blood Money, we saw the newest member of that organization, the real Robert L. Coleman, take on IYFW New Breed champion Liam McFerrin in a non-title contest. And McFerrin looked like he was going to fare fairly well against Coleman until Desaad and Scarsdale attacked him. A three-on-one attack took place in the middle of the ring, which brought out the IYFW Tag Team Champions, The Uprising, to even up the odds. Well, Minister Max Burton right there stated that since the non-title match had been thrown out and we had all the competitors there for the tag title match, that would happen right then. The Uprising were looking very good as a tag team, showing their prowess as tag team champions, but they forgot about the numbers game. Robert Coleman showed up behind the referee's back and knocked out Jamar Magic Justice with the shake weight, and because of that, Blood Money got the pin, and they now have claimed the IYFW tag team titles. Later on that night, we would see Good Lord Willing return to the ring in a Tea Time segment where he would be interviewing current IYFW champion Pierre the Beast Vachon. Vachon, of course, talked about his challenger that night, Nocturne, not really giving Nocturne a lot of credit, in my opinion. But Nocturne heard what the Beast was saying about him, came down to the ring, got right in the Beast's face, and told him straight out that he was not someone to be taking lightly. He would be giving it to Vachon every chance he could, and he was going to dethrone the Beast that night for the In Your Face Wrestling Championship. Well, when Nocturne and the Beast were both taken out of the ring and sent back, Good Lord Willing decided to put out an open challenge to anybody. And who did we see emerge from the curtain? Ivana Leach. Ivana Leach came out and introduced her man, the Force from the North, Vigo. Well, Vigo made quick work of Good Lord Willing with a big elbow and got the pin. And after the match, Vigo decided to put out the challenge of his own. But he seemed to be focusing this challenge to Minister of Wrestling Operations Max Burton. He stated that Max Burton was nothing but a corporate puppet, and he demanded Burton go to the championship committee, go to the board of the directors, and review the history in IYFW. Take a look at the record books, because Vigo, since losing the title to Pierre Vachon back in October at Season 5 Cauldron of Eight, has not lost a match, and that should make him a top contender for that title. Well, Max Burton didn't waste any time and instantly sent a few messages to the championship committee and the board of directors. We would have to wait and see if Burton would ever get a response. And on we went to the main event that night, Pierre the Beast Vachon defending the title against Nocturne. This was an incredible wrestling contest. Nocturne gave everything he had. He did not hold back. He gave it all in that contest. However, the champion, Pierre the Beast Vachon, got the upper hand with the mandible claw, put Nocturne down, and the arm drop three times, and the reign of the Beast continues here in IYFW. But Vachon didn't have a lot of time to celebrate because Max Burton had gotten an email from the championship committee and the board of directors, and he publicly announced the main event for July 14th IYFW's Can't Tread on Us event back there in Whitehall would be Pierre Vachon defending the title against Vigo. The rematch we've all been waiting to see will take place at that show. This is something I know Vigo has been waiting a very long time for. Also, on top of that great main event, we are going to see a six-man tag team lumberjack match between all three members of Blood Money and The Uprising and Liam McFerrin. Plus, one-on-one for the first time in IYFW, the mighty Franz Roddy takes on the Shaft Bobby Ocean. I personally am looking forward to that matchup. And also, good Lord willing, we'll be taking on the Rickety Rocket one-on-one, and I'm hearing rumblings behind the scenes in IYFW that the Rickety Rocket will be having somebody in his corner. Don't know who it's going to be, but I've also heard we might be hearing comments from the Rickety Rocket himself on who will be in his corner on July 14th. So much great action going on at the Whitehall Athletic Club. You definitely want to check it out, folks. Once again, tickets are available here at iywrestling.com. You can pre-order for the July 14th Can't Tread on Us event. You can also order tickets for the Saturday, August 4th event taking place entitled Heat Strike. And you definitely got to get tickets to the annual event, the Coronation Cup 2012, the one-night tournament. The winner becomes the next top contender to the In Your Face Wrestling Championship. And, of course, we didn't forget about our great fans in Boston Spa, New York. We're coming back to the BACC on Saturday night, September 8th as well. You can get tickets for all of these events at the merchandise section. And while you're there, pick up a brand new In Your Face Wrestling t-shirt or grab a home DVD release of Memories, Moments, and Mayhem featuring Lanny Poffo, Val Venus, and Fit Finley all in action from Amsterdam, New York. Coming soon here to the interface, we're going to talk more about other talent that's been signed to come to the Can't Tread on Us event on July 14th and who made a surprise appearance at the Brawl in Whitehall and what did they do to the Wolf, CJ Scott. For iWiveWrestling.com and the interface, this is Joey LaRock.